This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Jane Steinberg.
Of course, that's our friend Donald Duck. And Donald Duck showing up for a special appearance pretending to be Greg Bishop. Chris O'Brien ended up having to go on a special assignment. So there you go. Let's continue. So you do work with Coast to Coast. You're kind of an online person. Is there a title for this?
Web producer.
Okay, so as the web producer, you give them content that comes from the web, or you update the site, or what?
Yes, all that stuff. Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to talk about it. Anyway, I take care of, you know, the guests' website. I mean, their page on the Coast to Coast site. I put all the links in, make sure all the links are updated, make sure there's no typos. It's a sometimes not easy, but what my point what I was saying was that. About different kinds of news stories, I will put in, what's the latest one? Bigfoot buries trail cam or something. I didn't do that. Somebody else did. But I'll put in these stories. But every once in a while, I will shove a story in there that takes a little bit of thought. Every once in a while, I'll put in a story that takes a bit more thought and reflection and attention and takes probably, 5-10 minutes to get through the entire story because I think it's important. So I'm glad to be able to do that every once in a while. Nobody's ever given me any headache for it. So it's just nice to be able to have some leeway in a little bit of what I do there. Also, it's a job. I mean, I need the thing because I decided not to go back to post-production because I was tired of getting laid off all the time every 2 or 3 years. And also, I was tired of walking in someplace every day where somebody's tapping their foot looking at you if you're a minute late. I got really tired of that. One of the tickets for that is to work that show. And it's not glamorous or anything, but it's still interesting. And I have to listen to the shows when I'm on, and sometimes it's excruciating, as you might guess.
Well, this is George Norrie. Sorry, I didn't mean to do that. The devil made me do it. No, I understand he's a real nice guy, so I don't want to get into that thing. I mean, people are entitled to make a living.
And yeah, he's a nice guy. I was talking about the guests, actually. Sometimes the guests are so scattered that I actually have to make up a narrative using what they said because they make no sense. So, and those are the tough ones. That's horrible. That actually takes me a while. So, and nobody's complained yet. Whatever narrative I make up for them, they seem perfectly happy with it. So that's fine. To do the write-up for the show.
Well, I do the write-ups, obviously, 99% of the time for the Paracast. Chris does a few. But very, very rarely does a guest come back to me because I send them a copy and say, hey, wait a minute, would you emphasize this or emphasize that? Sometimes they like it, like Paul David's last week's guest.
Yeah, Paul on. Cool. I saw him last month. We hung out for a bit because we had some stuff to talk about.
You know, he surprised me. I didn't know what to expect because it had been 6 years since we had him on. Paul Kimball brought him on in those days. And he went into this litany of stuff about the Clintons because he knew Bill and Hillary Clinton. And about her interest in UFOs, which he regards as genuine, although I don't expect anything to happen over that. Then he went into talking about whether the late Forrest J. Ackerman, the sci-fi horror film legend, the fan, the writer, editor, and many of us knew him.
I went to a couple of his birthday parties, actually, yeah.
Okay, and Forrest came to my home one time for one of these special events from Famous Monsters of Film. Taking the trip to one of the world science fiction conventions. This is back in the 60s. So I was the one who wrote a nice letter to the editor, and he said, I'm going to come over. And we stayed in touch a little bit over the years. Anyway, is he talking from beyond the grave? That's what Paul Davis was talking about.
Right. That's what his book is about.
Right. are the gang communications from FJ the Acker Monster.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, Forry Ackerman was an atheist.
Yes. Yeah, the book is called Atheist in Heaven, Paul's book about it.
So that was fun. That was certainly fun. Oh, speaking of things that just happen in spontaneity, as you know, Open Minds, Alejandro, put up the so-called original manuscript of Day After Roswell.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, called Dawn of a New Age by Philip Corso. This is before Bill Burns got his hands on it.
Mm-hmm.
So this sort of is the unedited version of the book.
Is it nuts?
I don't know. I got it 5 minutes ago. I know it's been online at openminds.tv for a while, and I hadn't gotten around to it. And then Ron Regeer, one of our occasional guests.
Yeah, I know Ron.
Sure. He said, did you see it? I just never bothered to get it. I read the final version of the book. And he said to me, as other people have, that the version of the book Day After Roswell is very, very different from what Philip Corso wrote.
Uh-huh.
Worse, that Corso was in ill health when the book was being finalized and maybe didn't have the opportunity to go back in there and clean it up, clean it out.
I don't know. He was at Roswell in 97, and I met him, and he seemed fine to me. But maybe he was just making one big push to look good. But he looked fine. He was meeting with people and talking to people. I talked to him for a while.
What is your take on him?
He was involved in intelligence for a long time, and I think some of the stuff he said was for effect and not necessarily because it happened the way he said it did. And he was doing it as an intelligence officer and a good soldier and et cetera, et cetera. So I have serious doubts that much of what's in that book is 100% true. That is my charitable review of Day After Roswell.
Charitably speaking, then, for what purpose?
Who knows? I wouldn't know what the purpose is, except to gauge how people react to it, I suppose, including foreign powers, because that's one of the lenses I look at things through. The Benowitz thing had to do with that, basically, you know, stirring up the pot in regards to weird stuff to see who comes calling. Because actually, you know what? Some of it had to do with a lot of it had to do with advanced technology. Or supposedly the technology we've gotten from the aliens, and there were a lot of reference to that in there. The military deals with a lot of advanced technology, and whoever comes sniffing around about that might be somebody they're interested in. So that's kind of my take on it. But admittedly, that's one of the filters I use because of my my background in writing Project Beta and knowing Bill Moore and all that.
So this was about seeing how people respond to the book. So, as I said, Chris was on the way to this week's episode. What happened? Well, a friend of his had a car with a transmission problem. And that's death to a car, obviously.
Especially when it already had a transmission replaced and it only had 40,000 miles on the new one, which is a little irksome. And, of course, it was only it only had a warranty, I think, for 18,000 or something, 20,000.
So, yeah, of course.
Needless to say, she's not happy.
Oh, boy. Anyway, you made it. He had to, by the way, beam down because there was no way to get back to his home from where he was. Exactly?
From Prescott.
That was actually Prescott Valley, but...
Yeah, closer.
It's a ways away.
Yeah. It's near that lake, I guess, before you go over Mingus Mountain, right?
No, it's over by David Weatherly, actually.
Okay.
He lives probably less than 10 miles away.
Oh, okay. I didn't know he lived over there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wanted to have you guys have already had him on. I still think I'm going to – I had a conversation with him at the UFO Congress, and we got along famously, and I want to have him on my show. So eventually I got to bug him about it.
We're supposed to have him and Lyle Blackburn on in a week or two.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
It's going to be more with Chris O'Brien, who finally got here. He had, as they say, motoring trouble.
with Greg Bishop. You're in
the Paracast.
The award-winning Graphic Converter 10, the universal genius for photo editing apps on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for the Swiss Army Knife app. It gives you all the features that you expect, and most important, it's easy to use. You can get it for just $39.95 from www.lemkesoft.com. That's www.lemkesoft.com. As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So basically, we're starting a whole new discussion here now that Chris is shut up. This is kind of like the week where Alejandro showed up on the Paracast as we were talking with Walter Bosley, and I expected him about halfway through, and then Skype became like a car's transmission. It wouldn't work. So, Chris, let's talk about what you've been up to lately.
Wow. Yeah, I've been busier than a one-legged soccer player.
A one-legged soccer player?
It's kind of hard to kick the ball with only one leg, you know? You tend to fall over.
So if they say hop to it, what do you do?
Doing what I'm doing. I was in Phoenix this past weekend and shooting a conference there with Ron James, who's a friend of the show, been on a number of times, and a three-day shoot, you know, big conference, the highest potential academy. Sounds suspiciously new agey, I know. Actually, it's sales and marketing skills for multi-level marketers. I learned how to read faces. And Gene, if I ever read yours, my goodness, it would probably be grim.
But, it wouldn't be grumpy though.
No, actually, you don't have any signs of grumpiness in your facial structure.
Just a few ticks, that's all.
Well, anyway, I digress. So, as I'm packing up to leave on Sunday, my phone makes this weird squawking noise, and then other phones start making a weird squawking noise. And so I look at it, and it says, I guess it was a special Haboob alert. That kind of has a ring to it, Haboob alert.
A Gesundheit.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, what? Dang, they even warn you if there's, you know, dust storms. So, you know, I figured it said 6 o'clock and it was about 5:30. So I wound up a couple of cables and, you know, we were pretty much done packing up. And I say goodbye to everybody. And I go outside and about a mile away is this dark, massive brown curtain, boiling curtain coming right at me. And it was scary looking. It looked like something out of Stephen King, you know, like The Stand or something, or the Langoliers. I mean, it was really bizarre. And so I got in my car and I just hot footed it out of town and I surfed a dust storm all the way out of Phoenix. And it was the eeriest thing, you know. It looked like it was gobbling up the countryside, and it was moving really fast. They really go fast. So anyway,
Monday
the Haboob alert worked. I got out of town.
August. Oh no, this is from 20. I'm looking up Haboob alert, which is it's an actual real thing. That Chris is telling the truth about Haboob alerts.
Yeah, a Haboob alert. Well, it almost hurt me. It's not funny to get caught in one of those things. You can only see a few feet. You have to pull over. Your car's intake system, the air filter, and you know you can really mess up your car. It's nothing to just kind of take lightly. And so I was very, very fortunate that. You know, another 5 minutes, I probably would have got caught in there. I wouldn't have been able to leave for quite some time. So I was actually quite fortunate to get out of Dodge. But other than that, I've just, you know, the San Luis Valley camera project, we finally got that darn camera. So that's that's another piece of good news. Adrian Chavez, my poor, long-suffering, aspiring base station captain, he's gone through a similar year that I went through with all sorts of deaths in the family and weird stuff at his work. And Thomas Payne, he finally got the camera up. So we're deciding which internet service to go with, and we're going to go ahead and get that thing put forwarded and get it streaming here at the Paracast as soon as Gene can carve out some time from setting up his new digs there. We'll go ahead and get the first camera stream back up, and we're planning on making a trip. Probably be going up there with Ron Regeer later on this fall to get the second and possibly the third cameras up. We have our software is now complete, the detect motion, record on motion software, which has been a constant project for the last 5 years. Very difficult software program to go in and create and will modify an existing program So it's applicable for the kind of detection work that we need. So we have some progress on several fronts. It's, you know, as with everything in life, as you both know, it's a constant case of three steps forward, two steps back. But I'm glad to say that we finally we do have that initial base station reestablished. So that's very good news on that front.
Oh, that sounds like a sign of relief. I have enough taken care of here that we could set up the streaming. And what kind
Excellent.
Of? We're going to use something called IceCast, Chris, which is a live streaming app. I just have to have somebody set it up for me.
Yeah, I already use it.
Okay, you just volunteered, Greg. You can set it up for me.
Huh? What? No, I use NiceCast, which is the software. It's a software that you broadcast through IceCast, and I actually had to sign up with a server that would that gives me a unique address so that when people log into to the Radio Misterioso site, they actually can listen to the show live. And I was able to, with this, I was able to sit on a roof of a hotel in Halifax with Aaron Gullius, Tim Binall, and Kimball and do a radio show from my laptop through their Wi-Fi system live. So basically, if I've got Wi-Fi anywhere, I can do a show there now.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, NiceCast. Yeah. It's from a company called Rogue Amoeba, and they make Audio Hijack, which is what we do. Now, we're not interested in that, of course, is because obviously we have a web server in Phoenix, by the way. It's located in Phoenix, and it's in a huge data center with all the accessories of high performance because a web host manages that for us. So all we have to do is set up the software, and it will do what has to be done. So something like this, we wouldn't use NiceCast, a Mac app. We'd use a Linux tool of some sort or something like IceCast.
Yeah. Well, I said what I'm trying to do here, and I think what you're trying to do, is I try to set things up so there's absolutely zero thinking that has to be done by the listener. All they have to do is point and click on something, and then they can listen or download or whatever. You have to make things as easy as possible for everybody, or you're already cutting out part of your audience. So, because people will give up very quickly. I know I do.
Yeah, that's important to have it as user and use-friendly as possible.
Yeah.
We'll be more user-friendly because we have to do another break or so. So Chris O'Brien, having dealt with a friend's motoring problems, has joined us with Greg Bishop. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So there we go, trying to put it all together. And so once we get all the back-end stuff going, and it won't take very long, we'll set up IceCast or something. I think that's the best tool right now. We'll make it so you just click on a link on our site or on Chris's site, ourstrangeplanet.com, and you will be able to see this feed and see whether ET arrives or whether intelligent dolphins are sending images down.
There you go. Yeah. Adrian, the final thing that really got him motivated is about 3 weeks ago, he woke up at 4 a.m. and looked out his window, and over Blanca Peak, the group of mountains there, to the east of him, there was a bunch of lights, dancing around, above the mountain, zipping around in a non-ballistic fashion. He woke his wife up. They both watched for a number of minutes, and, he said, "Man, I wish I had the camera up because that would have made some really good footage." So, you know, sometimes the universe provides us with a little bit of extra motivation to carve out the time to do things. And now that we've got the first camera up, I think as soon as we get that streaming, I think it's going to regenerate interest in the project. When we start triangulating in on events, it's going to be historic because to my knowledge, no one has ever done it except by accident. I think the 1990 the Mexico City daylight footage during the eclipse featured 18 different camera angles on several objects. So it's very rare that you get triangulated optical, you know, data from sighting events. This will be time-stamped, so it'll be literally to the second, to the split second, that we'll be able to coordinate camera images. And obviously, optical data is one of the least important, I think, data sets. Obviously, it's the sexiest for your average UFO buff. You know, if they can see it, it's something they can tangibly, you know, get into. But it's the other spectra of of data that's more important, really, gravitational, magnetic. Mark D'Antonio and Douglas Trumbull have uncovered what they think is a signature energetics, some sort of field that they can detect, which indicates to them a real high strange event is taking place. It's some sort of a very sensitive detection equipment that's they've devised with the help of some ex-Lawrence Livermore lab workers, scientists, you know, ex-DOD guys. So hopefully they're in the mood to possibly share some of that technology. But, you know, once we get the gravitometer up and the magnetometer up, that's really going to take it into the next level. We do have a tri-field meter with an amplified antenna, which will be going up as well. So, you know, we're looking at this from a, I think, well-rounded scientific approach, as opposed to just going for bang for the buck and titillating optical, you know, visual information. We also want to record ELF and VLF, very low frequency and ultra low ULF and extremely low frequency waves with specially designed PZM microphones that go all the way down to, I think, 5 cycles or something. It can actually detect the Earth's resonant tone. So, you know, these types of data sets are extremely revealing, I think, in terms of trying to ascertain the type and quality of technology that we're dealing with these objects. So it's exciting. Once we get, you know, the streaming image up, then we're going to do a Kickstarter campaign because we'd really like to go full-blown forward-looking infrared on each of the cameras, have that capability at night to have full-spectrum infrared. So, you know, it's exciting. I really think that this is one avenue that we need to be going down in the 21st century in terms of hard data UFO research. Obviously, you can only come up with, you know, better data than what we've got now. You know, I'm sure the military has some real good scientific data, but in terms of the private sector, except for Hezdalen and one or two other very tenuous attempts, there have really been no solid programs that have been enacted to gather this type of data. And once we've gathered it once and we can show certain properties or certain potential trends in the data, then, you know, you have your scientific axiom of being able to repeat. We come up with a hypothesis, come up with the data to support it, and then have repeat data sets to bolster whatever hypotheses that you're touting. So these are exciting times. I really think that it's about time that this sort of effort goes off the ground. And it could really, gentlemen, and this really could be legitimately historic. So you can't be too excited. You have to temper your enthusiasm and all that. But it's a big deal now that we finally got that camera back up. And I'm real excited about it.
Do you have location data, like some sort of way of figuring out where the whatever lights you're getting a recording of are? Is there any way to figure that out? Because a time and space data would be interesting too, actually.
Right. Well, once we have more than one camera up, yes, then we'll be able to determine longitude and latitude of the object and altitude. With one camera, you really can't accurately, down to the, you know, a few meters, let's say, get that sort of data. Although, for daylight footage, we'll be able to get real close in terms of the surrounding topography and location of particular landmarks, that sort of thing. We'll be able to determine fairly accurately in the daytime. But at night, obviously, it's virtually impossible to do that, except, you know, like I said, the lights that Adrian and his wife appear to be looking at appear to be over Blanca Peak. And that is a common sighting occurrence. People say, yeah, the lights were right over Blanca. So once we get two cameras up and then the third camera, it's going to be effortless to determine location to within a meter or two. It doesn't matter where it is. As long as we have at least two angles at the object that that are being timed, it's going to be very simple to get that kind of data. And then that we should be able to translate that into actual long and lat coordinates.
Yeah, time and space patterns would be exceedingly interesting, actually.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Speed, you can determine a lot of things. Determine object speed, object size, especially in the daylight. The kinds of sightings that I think have the most potential for, you know, really coming up with some very, very important scientific data are daylight sightings. You know, the nighttime stuff is cool, but the daylight sightings are infinitely more important, I think, in terms of actually gathering and establishing data and gathering data. And one piece of footage that we had from the initial camera that was right in the town of Alamosa, now we're about 5 miles outside of Alamosa, with this location towards the east. We had what appeared to be a small two-man helicopter enter the frame and scoot along, you know, right through the entire image. And, of course, with the rounded canopy and the sun at the proper angle, about three or four, a split second into the footage, about a second after you see the object enter, and you can determine that it is probably a helicopter, then the light hits the canopy, and the whole thing turns into a perfect silver ball that then scoots across the image. Obviously, we're doing this to ascertain reality and the truth, but if I had been a little, even the slightest bit unscrupulous, I could have just clipped off that first second of footage and touted you know, the object that scoots across the frame as a silver orb going, you know, flying over the San Luis Valley. Aren't I cool? I filmed a UFO. But no, what we want to do is ascertain reality and the truth.
We're going to have more truth, more reality in the final segment with Gene, Chris, and Greg. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So we have Gene Steinberg, Chris O'Brien, Greg Bishop, and we're focusing this final segment of the Paracast this week on the San Luis Valley Camera Project, getting kind of technical there. But as far as you're concerned, listeners, we want to make it point and click.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's pretty simple to have something that appears to be a helicopter for the first second of about a 10 to 12 second bit of footage. And then when the light hits the canopy at the right angle, that light bloom makes the object look like it turns into an orb. Now, there would be, I'm sure, some ufologists out there that would say, oh, well, that was a UFO pretending to be a helicopter, and then it decided to morph back into its UFO shape. Yeah, I mean, that's a possibility, but...
And monkeys could come flying out of my butt in the next minute, too, so, yeah.
Oh, my.
Wait a minute. Just, we are getting graphic here, and I don't know what's going to be coming out, but... It's not for this kind of show. Maybe for the after the Paracast, we can be more explicit about it.
That wasn't a PG movie. Come on, that was my question.
Yeah. I have a T-shirt that says, careful, or I'll unleash the flying monkeys. I should give that one to you.
Oh, by the way, newsflash here. We heard from Adam Miller, who is one of the affiliate relations guys over at... GCN, and we've been added to WIOS 1480 AM in Tawas City, Michigan. I hope I pronounced that right. We're going to lose the entire station if I got it wrong. But this is our first Michigan outlet for the Paracast.
All right.
Maybe Aaron Golias can listen to you. He's out there in Michigan. I'm not sure if he's near whatever that town is that you pronounced properly.
It's at 1480, which is probably not going to give you a really wide range. That's really high up.
That's true.
And the AM dial. Yeah.
Is it TOWAS? Is that?
WIOS. City is TAWAS. Tawas City, Michigan. You realize they're going to be going crazy there now. What's wrong with the Paracast? We add the show, and we're happy to have them on. They spend half the show trying to pronounce the name of our city.
Welcome aboard, listeners.
It's near Lake Huron in the lower peninsula of the U.S. state of Michigan. Population was 1,827 in the 2010 census. And we want every last one of you to listen to this show.
1,800 new listeners.
There you go. Here we are, and there they go.
So you have to filter a lot of stuff because of broadcast radio, I guess, because it's, you know, you don't know when they're going to broadcast the show, and it's, what's safe harbor, like after 10 or something? I can't remember.
We're on early in the morning.
Yeah, we're late.
Oh, okay.
So, okay. But you know what? I'll tell you something that's really good about GCN. They have never, ever asked me to change content on the PowerCast or the Tech Night Out Live. We've been with them for about 6 years now. Never. On the other hand, there have been a few episodes we've recorded where we had to do some editing. But just a very few. A few guests kind of got a little carried away. So we had to kind of dress them down. We don't use that kind of language. As George Carlin said.
Monkeys and butts.
You know, flying monkeys out of rear ends, that's perfectly acceptable.
Yeah, but you're talking about also, your obsession has been with a certain part of the anatomy, which is why you were talking about these proctologists.
Well, no, the pro bono proctologists from other planets. That's a Terrence McKenna. That's a Terrence McKenna term. I've just appropriated it because he's dead. So somebody has to carry on the tradition of questioning why we would have such a thing when earthbound proctologists make a good living and people, you know, go to them all the time. We don't need them coming pro bono wise, you know.
Well, you know what? A lot of money is to be made in finding someone willing to do that job. I mean, it's
looking for monkeys in your butt.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're kind of getting off the rails here. We were talking earlier, Craig and I, about shows that get off the rails, and we're not off the rails. We've had a complete crash, a complete episode of Crash Landing. In any case, let's just get back briefly to San Luis Valley Camera Project and No More Pro Bono, whoever's. We hope to have this feed up soon. I have to do a little back-end work. Oh, there we go again. Just have to get a few things set up on the server. To handle this, we do have the bandwidth. We have pretty fast port. We're only using maybe 10% of our bandwidth capacity now, so we can handle this sort of thing.
Excellent.
So we're ready, and we'll announce it soon. And maybe we'll offer the feed first. Chris, you go along with this? Let's offer the feed first to those who are subscribers to the PowerCast Plus.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good inducement to get people to sign up. That and all the hundreds of books that I've given away.
Right. We haven't really been pushing the free book offer lately. But, you know, I might mention it again. So here's the deal.
I blew it.
He blew it. You know, he said, you don't have to do that anymore, do you? Okay, we have two of his books. One of his books about the Mysterious Valley and Stalking the Tricksters. And we'll offer the Mysterious Valley book for those of you who subscribe for 5 years of the PowerCast Plus, we'll give that and Stalking the Tricksters and Attack of the Rockoids. I'm going to give up something too here. I didn't ask Grayson, my co-author. If you subscribe for a lifetime, okay? One of Chris's books on the Mysterious Valley, the ebook version for a 5-year subscription to the PowerCast Plus. And for a lifetime, you get that, Stalking the Tricksters and Attack of the Rockoids, science fiction, for a lifetime subscription. It's going to be an indefinite offer, which means when we get sick of it or Chris and I decide we've given up too much, it goes away. We will also exclusively have, at least at start, the link to the San Luis Valley Camera Project. That's only at the beginning. We're not going to do it forever. Eventually, it will go out to the free listeners, because it's not fair. We want everyone to have it.
It's going out to the public at large. Yeah, the more eyeballs we have on that feed, the better, I think. There may be times when we have false positives. Let's say the recorder goes on because of some sort of weird anomalous false positive. It'd be good to have people online. If they see something and notate that time stamp, then we have additional information to make a determination of whether it was a real event or not. So, you know, the more eyes that we have, the better, I think, on that feed.
And I want to make it perfectly clear right now that we are not the false positives. We do have an independent existence, I think. Don't want to say that 100%.
Okay. I'm not quite sure where you're going with that one, Gene, but, Greg, maybe you can figure that one out.
if we're false positives or not.
Yeah.
That is debatable. That is highly debatable and has been going on for a long time and between many people. I think that if I say more, I'm going to sound stupid, so I'm going to stop now.
Just think, maybe our entire universe is really a little globe in somebody's keychain.
Yeah, or we could be, maybe. The universe could be an atom in the toenail of some alien dog's universe.
He better use foot powder. Hey, Greg Bishop, please tell our listeners where they can go to find your radio show and anything you do.
RadioMisterioso.com, RadioMisterioso.com.
Say it one more time for those writing it down.
Radio Mysterioso, RadioMisterioso.com. Actually, if you just look up Radio Mysterioso with my name, even if you put a Y in it, people, you can find it. I'm still flogging my book, It Defies Language. That can be accessed either through my site, itdefieslanguage.com, or you can just go to Amazon or Lulu and pick it up.
And you can find us on Twitter as The Paracast. You can find two Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. And to take advantage of the free books and all the other goodies that are coming on the Paracast Plus, go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. It's going to be huge. Greg Bishop, thanks for hanging out with me on the Paracast this week.
Thanks. Always fun, and I get to say whatever I want, so I'll be back anytime.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.